Part 3. You will hear a business student called Ron getting feedback from his tutor on his presentation. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
Thanks, Ron, for coming to my office to discuss the presentation you gave yesterday to the business management seminar. We'll go over what you did with the aim of helping you improve your next presentation.
Sounds good.
Now, the topic was the just-in-time, or JIT, supply system, used by a lot of manufacturers, first in Japan and then in the West, I think.
Yes, but actually one thing I should have made clearer and talked about was the fact that the Americans actually pioneered the idea of just-in-time, though it wasn't called that. Henry Ford and his cars, in fact, at the turn of the 20th century. And later, a big U.S. supermarket chain used it, and this was where Toyota in Japan got the idea for its car making.
Yes, that would have been a good addition. Now, before we go any further, I think I would suggest that you should have stopped and clearly defined just-in-time for your seminar colleagues. You said its aim was to reduce waste, and you mentioned that classic business theory assumes that stock, or inventory of parts, are counted as assets, but just-in-time sees them as unnecessary waste. But you never told us that JIT simply means waiting until the last moment to order new supplies as you need them.
Yes, you're right. I should have done that.
Now, you talked a bit about standardising parts as a way of streamlining JIT. Where did you get your data from?
Well, I tried an internet website on the subject, which is called the Lean Clearinghouse, but it was too technical for me. Mm-hmm. So in the end, I got my data from a textbook called Learning from Toyota. I found some journal articles too, but they didn't seem very useful.
Yes. Well, there is a US government report on it I've seen. I'll get a copy for you.
Great. I look forward to reading through it.
And while you're at it, you might want to find out about cases where JIT might not be suitable. And that's in service industries like tourism or healthcare, where customers are paying for something that they can't actually see or count. Although JIT is fashionable today, some people would say it hasn't proved so successful in the service sector as it has with the manufacturing of goods that can be quantified.
That would be interesting. I'll see what I can find out.
Mm-hmm.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 25 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
Now, unless you have any more questions, let's turn to a critique of the technical aspects of the presentation. I'm afraid I'll emphasise the things I think you might want to work on. It was a good talk, but with a little work, your next presentation should be excellent.
Fine. That would be helpful. Actually, I wasn't happy with my delivery. I sometimes seemed to talk fast and sometimes slow. I was on edge, I guess.
Yes, you were. And as well as that, your purpose wasn't very specific. In future, you need to lay out exactly what you're going to cover and why. Make it clear and concise and not so general.
And what about my transitions from one section to the next?
Well, You didn't link the sections, did you? You went too quickly from one to the next. It was all just too abrupt.
Okay, I'll try to improve that.
Now, your PowerPoint visuals were lovely, but sometimes I got the feeling that, nice as they were as pictures, they didn't have much to do with what you were talking about, right?
You're right. And you know, another thing, I could see from the other students' reactions, they just didn't understand some of the vocabulary I was using.
Good point. Well, remember, your audience were laymen, mostly without knowledge of JIT. So you need to simplify and try to put things in everyday English.
I never seem to do that.
And lastly, I'll just mention your body language. You didn't use gestures and you just stood straight without any animation. It didn't make you seem very interested in the subject.
I know, even though I really do like the subject. Sorry.
Well, despite all this, I enjoyed your presentation and I could see you put lots of work into it. I look forward to an even better presentation from you next time.
Well, thanks for your help.
That is the end of part three. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part three.